I saw in the Sefer Netzotzeyar from Hagoyin Rav Reuven Margolis. And by the way, if you don't know, this is a Chikava Yudia. I think we mentioned it in the daf in the past, fleetingly, that Rav Reuven Margolis writes, right in the beginning of his Pirush on Avodah Zarah in Sefer Netzotzeyar, that he started writing Margolis Hayama Masach Avodah Zarah. That's what he writes. He says in his Sefer Netzotzeyar, which are his Hagoyis on Shas, he says, Hagoyisai l'masachta Sanhedrim nisparsimu besifri margolos hayam krach Sanhedrim. You think? Kach, he says, hischalti l'farsim mi margolos hayam l'masachta Zavodah Zarah, biyarchon toironi, kol toiro, Yerushalayim tovshin zayin, until tovshin tez zayin, ad dav zayin amad aleph. He said, I made it until dav zayin amad aleph. Avoloi nefnesi oz lahamshech. He said, but I didn't get a chance to be mamshech, v'lasher shen nispazru advorim behem sheichim baharbe, chayvroi sidarti oysim bazeh, v'ayu lachodim bezal Hashem yizbar. So over here, in the first week of Avodah Zarah, we actually have Margolis Hayam on Mesechtes Avodah Zarah. So, Netzoy Tzayar, get your copy while you can, but you have here a week's worth of Margolis Hayam on Masech Avodah Zarah. But I'll go upon him in Margolis Hayam on Avodah Zarah. Sounds geschmack to say that. So he brings a ha'orah from a kadmon who said a davar nifla. Everyone knows this gemara. We said this gemara so many times, but in base medrash play chiddush. Lasad lavoi mevi akadosh baruch hu sefer Torah menichay b'cheikar. Va'omer he's going to say l'misha asak ba yava v'yitol schara. Lasad lavoi akadosh baruch hu is going to bring a sefer Torah and he's going to be menichay b'tay cheikar. So this kadmon asks, he says, why is the Eibishter bringing a sefer Torah? It's very dramatic. Akadosh baruch hu brings a sefer Torah menichay b'tay cheikar. Whoever. But why do you need the Sefer Torah? Why is this an integral part of this equation over here? Why does the Eibishter need the Sefer Torah? So he said a Dover Nifla. And Rav Reuven Margolis brings it from the Zohar HaKadosh. We've spoken about this many times. B'shem the Vilna Gaon, who said that the Ikar Schar that we are going to get in Olam Haba is going to be Asagas HaTorah. Now, it could be in this world we don't appreciate enough why that would be the Ikar Schar. In fact, the Zohar Kodesh and Parshas told us, the Zohar that Rabbi Margolis quotes says that the reason we find that the Nevi'im and Chazal describe Lasid Lavoi as a Suda, as wine, as fish, and all these Geshmak Azachin is because if we described it as Ruchniyas things, people would say, so no, that's all it is, I'm not so interested anyways. Because we don't have a proper Hasoga in Dvarim Ruchniyam. But the reality is, Yofa Kairis Ruch Ba'ilam Abba, we just can't fathom it. We can't appreciate it because we're so physical and we're so megushim. We have a nefesh abahami that has such dominance over our soul that it's almost impossible for us to be able to appreciate and be attuned to the fact that the real oisher hagadol is dvarim ruchniyim. But really, olam haba is a ruchniyistic place, and it's hasogas and Torah that are so geshmak that we'd go out of our mind mamish if we had episode shaykhis to. One of the places that this is brought down, b'shem the Gra, is in his Sefer Evan Shleimer. Right, different things about the Gra. I'll just mention a few. Perik Yud Aleph, this is Sivkot Yud Aleph. Sudas Lev Yosan hu adas shetis rabbi ba'aretz. Shu asimcha hagedoyla asha'in l'mayla mimenu. Fa'al zeh nema yotzarto l'sachik boy. Because the biggest simcha, the biggest schoik is going to be when a person is going to understand Torah. Skipping a little bit. Another piece. The hasogis of Torah is the Spitz Olam Haba. So says Rav Reuven Margolis. He says that's the oimik. Lasad lavoi mevi Hakadosh Baruch Hu sefer Torah umeinicha b'toychekoi, and he's gonna say lemisha osak ba yavoi v'yitol schara. The reason the sefer Torah is here, not did you learn Torah? For that, you could just say that you learned Torah. You learned Torah, come and learn. Let's learn Sazamet a little bit, because that is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is you're gonna be able to learn directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mit HaKadosh Baruch Hu. David says, Chaba Shtender, Chaba Yevamis Gemara, Chaba Navayda Zara Gemara, come and lama learn in Tzazamet. The Sefer Torah is not there, did you learn it? Half of the Sefer Mamash. The Sefer Torah is here, that is the Schar. Yavai V'yita Schar, and the Schar is the Sefer Torah. That's why you have the Sefer Torah. You can learn this Gemara 1,000 times, and there's always a Davish and a Schadish. That's why the Sefer Torah is here in this Gemara, Avayda Zara, that Bezim and Alpha.